The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Rosemary Gazy. In the headlines, Vice President Emmisa Arthur assures Guinea-Bissau of Ghana's support to consolidate democracy. Ghanaians asked to cherish Akonsombo hydro-generating station as a national asset. 70,000 broken marriages recorded last year in the country. Public warned against wrong use of antibiotics. And Brazil re-elects Dilma Rousseff as president, but further summary with Nanama Omari.
Vice President Kwesi Emmisa Arthur has assured the government and people of Guinea-Bissau of Ghana's support to enable them to nurture and consolidate democratic rule. Vice President Emmisa Arthur said this after bilateral talks with the visiting Prime Minister of Guinea-Bissau, Domingos Pereira, at Akonsombo in the Eastern Region. The visiting Prime Minister has also urged Ghanaians to cherish the Akonsombo hydro-generating plant and appreciate the workers there. He said this during a tour of the plant accompanied by Vice President Kwesi Emmisa Arthur. A member of the Association of Evangelical Gospel Assemblies, AEGA, Professor Edward Nicolay, says 70,000 broken marriages were recorded in Ghana last year, something he describes as embarrassing to the Ministry of God. Professor Collis said this at the 2014 National Conference of AEGA in Accra. The public has been warned to refrain from the practice of self-medication and wrong uses of antibiotics and seek treatment from health facilities. A pharmacist who is also a member of the National Drug Information Resource Center, George Kedido, made a call at a workshop organized by the REACT Civil Society with the African Women International as facilitators at Fijai in the Western Region. And Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, has been re-elected after securing more than 51% of votes in the closest elections in many years. Ms. Rousseff, who faced protests against corruption last year, promised a much better government in her second term in office.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news now in detail. Vice President Kwesi Emmisa Arthur has assured the government and people of Guinea-Bissau of Ghana's support to enable them to nurture and consolidate democratic rule. He said Guinea-Bissau has gone through long years of political turmoil and Ghana as the ECOWAS chair will continue to play an instrumental role in getting all the agreed parties to join the rebuilding of the country. Vice President Mr. Arthur said this after bilateral talks with the visiting Prime Minister of Guinea-Bissau, Domingos Pereira, at Akonsombo in the Eastern Region. Prime Minister Pereira was full of praise for ECOWAS and its chairman, President John Mahama, for supporting the country to successfully organize general elections a few months ago, Setia reports.
Vice President Emmisa Arthur said Guinea-Bissau needs to be supported in its young democratic journey.
Guinea-Bissau has recently held presidential parliamentary elections. And the new government has been put in place. And this is the Prime Minister's first visit to Ghana. We know that they have a number of challenges in their country, trying to create democracy, stability. They want to reorganize their economy and reduce poverty. So we've had some discussions and we'll continue in the spirit of ECOWAS and African Brotherhood to provide as much support as we can to the government and people of Guinea-Bissau.
Prime Minister Pereira explained that his visit to Ghana is to first express his country's appreciation to the government and people of Ghana and ECOWAS as a whole for the immense assistance that has so far been extended to Guinea-Bissau.
I can tell you that during transitional period, there are times that we're not able even to pay the salaries, and that came from the ECOWAS countries. But not only that, last month in September, we were at the General Assembly of the United Nations. The international group for Guinea-Bissau got together under the auspices of the ECOWAS. And that was led by your Minister of Foreign Affairs, who really did a wonderful job in Lisbon in getting all these stakeholders to pay attention to the situation in Guinea-Bissau and make sure that really we gather in the support we need to move forward. All these leaders in the ECOWAS country have been doing a wonderful job, but I'm comfortable of underlying the role of President Mahama. Just before our election, he took time to go to Bissau and make sure he met different parties and candidates. So the words he shared with us was a word of comfort. Make sure that we understand that they are ready, the OCOS is ready to work with us. And I believe this is what we are experimenting today.
Prime Minister Pereira will later in the day end his 3-day working visit and return home. Sefi Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, visiting Prime Minister of Guinea-Bissau, Domingos Pereira, has urged Ghanaians to cherish their Konsombo hydro-generating plant and appreciate the workers there. He praised Ghana's first president, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, for first conceiving the idea of constructing the Konsombo Dam to generate energy for the country's development. The Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Afa accompanied Prime Minister Pereira on a tour of the plant. Sete Iya again reports.
The chief executive of the Volta River Authority, Keke Kofi, said regular maintenance of the plant has been key to its lifespan. He said the authority is prepared to train personnel from Guinea-Bissau in the spirit of ECOWAS.
When the plant was 30 years, we modernized it. So even though it's a 50-year-old plant, it's like a brand new plant now. Everything has changed, and because of the importance of this plant to us, we keep on changing things every day, because we cannot afford for anything to fail in this plant. No, it doesn't happen. So for about 98% of the time, this plant is available and generating electricity for plants. We only bring it down at a time interval, do maintenance, and buy all people and bring it back online. Very reliable, and this plant is, I can say, the backbone of this nation. All right. And supply the electricity. And through all this modification, we've been able to use the plant to also develop ourselves. That's a way a lot of us have worked all our lives here, and we, with the support of government, are trying to add on all this generation. Well, but what we can do for you is that because we've been doing this all these years, in terms of capacity building,
okay,
we have served you bringing people here for intention, for attachment, or whatever. Hydro, we are experts. Thermal, we did well, but we could do better.
Prime Minister Pereira welcomed the ECOWAS power pool idea. This is because in Guinea-Bissau, a kilowatt of electricity is produced at 40 cents, while in Ghana, it is 3 cents.
Going back to the 60s and have a leader that had this vision that we're going to need this for the development is something that we have to appreciate. The second, I just learned that the facility is run by Ghanaians, which means that in terms of the capacity building, we are ready really to ensure the coverage of all technical needs. And the third, I think the excellency is something that everyone can really constat at this facility. If we had 10% of what you have here, we'd be okay. So we have something to learn from, and we hope that we're going to be inspired by the work that is done here by Ghana. What you have is really something you should appreciate, and you should really cherish the people that are keeping it working and working the way we just seen him doing.
Prime Minister Pereira signed the visitor's book after he had toured the generation monitoring room and some installations underground. Reporting for Radio Ghana.
In other news, the General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God Ghana, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong Manson, says the destiny of the country does not lie on politicians and academicians, but based on the word of God. He has therefore urged Ghanaians to strive to be holy and stay focused so as to fight corruption and other immoral practices in the country. Reverend Dr. Frimpong Manson was speaking at the launch of a flagship program at the North Kaneshi branch of Assemblies of God in Accra. The program is organized yearly with the aim of proclaiming the teachings of Jesus Christ. Reverend Frimpong Manson urged Ghanaians to join hands with politicians to chart the way forward for the country's development.
It is the teachings of Jesus Christ that can change our nation and put us on the right course. Corruption is destroying our nation. Immorality everywhere. False prophets. We have no remedy to all the things that we are going through. Politicians have tried. Academics have tried. And now look at the Ebola. The medics are trying. Everyone is trying to do that which he could to change the destiny of our nation. But it is the teachings of Jesus that can change our nation. If we will be able to stand in the gap and spread the message of Jesus to change the nation, then we must be people who are holy and people who love God. I believe that if we stay focused, be holy, prayer, have passion, and live a pure life, and we love God, we can change the destiny of Ghana. I'm asking Ghanaians to join the government, the medicine, everyone to shine from corruption. And we will continue to pray that God will have mercy on Ghana.
The senior pastor of the North Kaneshi branch of the church, Reverend Dr. Harry Seidu, said the church must join in addressing issues confronting the nation. He said it is unfortunate the country is still battling with cholera. A former session member of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Samuel Brewu, has charged Christians to proclaim the word of God without shame at the 25th anniversary and Thanksgiving service of the Kwashiman Singing Band of the Presby Church of Ghana Trinity Congregation. Mr. Brewu said it is important for the church and individuals to be filled with the Holy Spirit to enable them to live godly lives which will impact the society positively. A report by Nanama Omari.
With focus on the filling of the Holy Spirit, the Presbyterian Church of Ghana Kwashiman Singing Band began their 25th anniversary with a float around the church and its environs. The band seeks to solidify the faith of Christians with cheerful and soul-inspiring songs and also promotes good relationship among its members. Delivering a sermon at the anniversary, a former section member, Samuel Brewu, commended both past and present members of the singing band for their contribution to the growth of the congregation.
Contributory factors that help to propel the group to its present state. Do not forget that past and let it also guide you into the future.
The president of the singing band, Mercy Esiama, appealed to all members to focus more on what is true, spiritual, and honest at all times. She commended her predecessors for their good work, which in her view has yielded good dividends.
Nana Maumari reporting. The 59th session of the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, has asked Ghana to develop a comprehensive plan to deal with the witches' camp issues. The committee members expressed concern about the persistence of polygamous marriages, discriminatory inheritance systems, and also noted the lack of recognition and value placed on women's work in rural areas. The chairperson of the 15-member committee, Nicole Emeline, was speaking after grilling Ghana for about 5 hours on efforts adopted to eliminate discrimination against women in Geneva. The president of Ghana Mathematics Society, Professor Sichofe Anku, has expressed reservations about Ghana going to the International Monetary Fund for a bailout. He said Ghana has qualified professionals to handle the economy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Professor Anku said history has shown that going to the Bretton Woods institutions will not bring the country out of its economic woes, as they only offer short-term solutions which always take the country back to the same situation.
What are they coming to do? What are they coming to do that we cannot do? What are they coming to do? We want more money. We want more money. Can't we create more money by, you know, growing things to export? Stop buying important things that we don't need. How do you grow money? That's what I'm asking. How do you grow money? We must look at increasing your productivity and minimizing your wastage. These are the two things that go together. If you're increasing more, you are wasting more, still you don't grow. So you grow more, you reduce wastage. You put all this together, then the things, and then you must add value to the things you export, not add value to it. It becomes very cheap on the market. It's only Ghana, all countries are imported, you know, producing oil. It's only Ghana, we have signed an agreement like this. Only Ghana. People are coming to chop, 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 chop and go. And we are there. We let people come take our things out. And then we are there suffering. So when they come, what are they coming to teach us that we don't know? We remember 2 years, 2-3 years ago, there was a credit crunch. The Western world, but they didn't have in Ghana. They couldn't then control, sustain their own economy. Why are they coming to advise us? Advise us to also go bankrupt. What advice are they coming to give us? You buy with purchasing power. You must have the money, you go and buy. So it shouldn't be credit card. It should be debit card. You have money already, you go and buy. You want to avoid carrying cash. Good idea. But that doesn't mean you must go credit. No. You must go and buy. cry and pay for. You see, produce and do that. What don't we know? What don't we know?
You hear the president of Ghana Mathematics Society, Professor Sichofe Anku. A member of the Association of Evangelical Gospel Assemblies, EGA, Professor Edwin Nicolay, has decried the increasing spate of divorce nationwide, describing it as embarrassing to the ministry of God. He said last year, 77 ministers of God in the U.S. abandoned their work due to broken marriages, while 70,000 marriages ended on the rocks in Ghana. Professor Colley was speaking at the 2014 National Conference of EGA in Accra. Said many marriages are collapsing because they were built on weak foundations. We bring you the details.
Professor Edwin Nicolay, who was speaking on the theme, The Minister and the Family, said marriage dreams should be associated with good planning. He said marriages built on mere dreams are risky and much is expected of couples to make their dreams come to pass. Professor Colley said the biblical admonishment of for better or for worse means that marriage is not all rosy. He said challenges are bound to come. Therefore, couples must learn to hold each other as partners and go before the Lord for the best times ahead. Professor Colley asked couples to live up to their marriage vows by staying faithful to each other. He told five newly ordained pastors at the conference that being called by God entails responsibilities and should therefore strive to lead lives worthy of emulation.
That was a report on the increase in divorce cases. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Vice President Emmisa Arthur assured Guinea-Bissau of Ghana's support to consolidate democracy. Ghanaians asked to cherish a Akonsombo hydro-generating station as a national asset. 70,000 broken marriages recorded last year in the country. Public warned against wrong use of antibiotics. And Brazil re-elects Dilma Rousseff as president. Stay with us.
TBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news as this continues. A technical advisor for exports at the Ministry of Trade and Industry, Gerald Nyakumbensa, says the multifaceted challenges that Ghana faces on the international market with regards to exports demand a holistic approach. He cited methods of harvesting, packaging and transportation as some of the challenges. Mr. Nyakumbensa said it is about time a scientific application is considered to prevent Ghana from facing international sanctions. He was speaking on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point.
What we are looking, seeking to do is to try to improve, you know, our systems so we are able to assure the quality at source and not at the end of the pipe, you know, when the product has reached the point of shipment, because anything that goes through reaches the market, and that's what's happening. So we want to ensure that right at the production base, people are trained in the proper use of the chemicals, they don't overuse them, the residues are within limits, the packaging is as required, and so on. So that is work we is a challenge, but at the same time there's a lot of effort going on, and I believe we would continue to be on the market once we are able to fully tie this knot up. We put steps in place by tightening, you know, the checks. There is now an export certification process which Ghana Standards Authority is introducing per transaction, not for the registration of your premise or your business, but the consignment. So consignment inspection is being introduced, and then also the registration process itself is being tightened. And so if you are a fly-by-night operator and you do not put in the necessary investment to have a proper pack house. And so what we are saying is to save the image of the country and put a check to such, you know, occurrences. These kinds of exports simply cannot cope.
The second vice president of the Federation of Association of Exports, Frederick Aye, said the pluralistic nature of the international market makes room for a lot of competition. He said Ghana's advantageous position is now being threatened by the low-level standard of products the country exports, which is gradually affecting the economy.
We should not begin to first look at export, without having to plan that it is product that we have, that we like it, and we are promoting, producing it, and making sure that they are higher quality. That is when we have the essence of it.
So what's your verdict on the product we have? Is it of low quality?
We've been advocating about a change for this kind of approach, because believe me, that the farmer, who might not be the export, okay, but has to, will produce, but nobody goes to tell the farmer, this is how the market is looking for, and this is how you have to go about it. And even if somebody goes there to tell the farmer, how will the farmer be able to marshal the necessary logistics to be able to produce the quality that is being demanded? But they live in their own place, and then they produce, and then when they are produced to, the way the harvest is done, by the time it gets to the cities, before it gets outside, it's already under stress. The type of vehicles that we use, the type of packages that we use, the method of harvesting, and the storage, and the transporting, they are all have impact negatively, can impact negatively on the whole process. So it's a holistic thing, we have to look at it. So that you drive by the city and you see by the roadside heaved oranges, already ripened, you know, and others who are going to sort them out, just climb, you know, that kind of thing, trying to look for the good ones. What is happening to the rest? And at times it has rained, and you can see that close by there will be a pool of water standing by. But here they are packed in the back of a pickup or maybe a truck, and they are heaped over it. And the heap is so much that the first few layers down, they have to bear the weight of the rest up there. By the time you package this, it's already spoiled.
The CEO of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, Gideon Kwaku, believes one strategy to dealing with issues of export is for stakeholders within the sector to come together to devise solutions. He said technical personnel are needed to monitor and ensure that stringent measures being put in place are adhered to.
I mean, there are very honest players in the export sector who are registered with the ZEPA, but we also do have a situation where people pack produce into suitcases and whatever else and cross our borders and export things, all manner of things, and they are not registered with the ZEPA. I think that it ought to be a law. Many, many countries have such a regimen where you cannot export anything unless you are registered with the equivalent of the GEPA. What I can tell you is that the GEPA is working assiduously with all the stakeholder agencies under the leadership of the Ministry of Trade and Industry. There is a work plan that has already been completed. It's just fine points being put on it, covering the rest of this year and also 2015. The work plan doesn't only target just GEPA as the implementer. Yes, GEPA is coordinating, but major stakeholders are also involved in this. Attaining success on this export strategy will be like conducting an orchestra. The various instrument players are going to be a part of it.
Right.
So I think that there are better times ahead of this country, but we all must realize that we have a role to play in.
That was the CEO of Ghana Export Promotion Authority, Gideon Kwaku, on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point. The second Ghana Made Awards 2014, organized by Entrepreneurs Foundation Ghana, EFG, has been held in Accra. The founder and president of EFG, Samatu Gezi, said the key objective of the award is to provide a platform for Ghanaian consumers to patronize Ghana-made products, create awareness, loyalty, recognition, and prestige for locally made products. It also seeks to reward Ghanaian-made products from small and medium-scale enterprises and also expose their products to the domestic and international markets. A Greek medical team in Ghana has warned Ghanaians, particularly those in poverty-stricken areas, against excessive consumption of pepe, salt and dried salted fish, to prevent them from contracting ulcers and cancers. Head of the team, Professor Hemophone Yataganes, explained that excessive intake of pepper and salt on almost an empty stomach can easily cause ulcers or cancers, while dried fish contains some amount of salt, which must also be consumed in moderation. He gave the warning when the team offered free medical screening and treatment in some districts of the northern and upper east regions. The team was in the country at the request of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority to screen and treat ailing people in the southern regions to ensure that those who have no means of receiving quality health care are attended to free of charge. Professor Yataganas expressed concern about the unavailability of public places of convenience in some of the places they visited, leading to open defecation, which he said results in cholera and other communicable diseases. The acting chief executive officer of SADA, Charles Abugri, commended the team for responding to SADA's request for the collaboration and appealed to the team to return to render humanitarian services in other areas. He says SADA will not relent in its efforts to work hard to alleviate poverty and disease in its operational regions to better the lives of the people. A pharmacist, George Hedidor, has advised the public to guard against the wrong usage of antibiotics as it compounds the severity of illness. He explained that it is not every disease that must be treated with antibiotics, and people should not pass the antibiotics to others who suffer similar illnesses as they may have different bodily systems. Mr. Hedidor, who is also a member of the National Drug Information Resource Center in Accra, urged sick individuals to seek treatment from health facilities and refrain from the practice of self-medication through unprofessional advice. He was addressing a workshop organized by the REACT Civil Society and other affiliate health NGOs with the African Women International as facilitators at Fiji. Mr. Hedidor said the wrong usage of antibiotics often leads to resistance to the drug, becoming ineffective against the treatment of diseases with adverse consequences for the patient. He said too much use of antibiotics, especially the unprescribed ones, have the tendency to destroy the good bacteria in the body system, explaining that every medicine could become a potential poison. He said Ghana's laws allow health institutions and trained people to prescribe antibiotics as they have the expertise in the proper storage, safety and quality of the source. Construction work on the new bridge to replace weak steel one over the Elmina Benin Lagoon in the Commander Idina Iguafu Ibrim municipality in the central region is about 42% complete. Work on the 75-meter bridge is scheduled to be completed in May next year. Briefing the media during an inspection of the project by the Parliamentary Select Committee on Roads and Transport, the resident engineer Emmanuel Debuche said the construction of the foundation and other major ground sections are almost complete. In foreign news, reports say about 30 children aged as young as 11 years have been abducted in northeast Nigeria over the weekend by suspected Boko Haram rebels. The rebels took away boys aged 13 and over and some girls aged 11. Some witnesses also said about 17 people have also been killed in recent days in a Boko Haram attack. Boko Haram, which has been waging a bloody insurgency since 2009, has been responsible for waves of attacks and abductions. In April, the Islamist rebel group snatched more than 200 schoolgirls from Chibok in northeast Nigeria, triggering an international outcry. The president of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, has been re-elected after securing more than 51% of votes in the closest elections in many years. An official count showed her rival, Alice Nunes, taking just over 48% of the vote. In her victory speech, Ms. Rousseff said she wants to be a much better president than she had been. She faced protests last year against corruption, record spending on the World Cup, and poor services. Ms. Rousseff, who has been in power since 2010, is popular among poor Brazilians because of her government's welfare programs. A U.S. nurse held in quarantine in New Jersey after treating Ebola patient in West Africa says she will challenge her confinement in a federal court. Kathy Hickok says she was made to feel like a criminal after returning from Sierra Leone last Friday. Her lawyer says the case has raised serious constitutional and civil liberty issues. The White House and mayor of New York have expressed concerns over new strict quarantine orders in several U.S. states. Now to end the news, the main points again. Vice President Kwesi Mensah has promised the government and people of Guinea-Bissau of Ghana's support to enable them to consolidate democratic rule. Mr. Mensah gave the assurance after bilateral talks with the visiting Prime Minister of Guinea-Bissau, Domingos Pereira, at Akonsombo in the eastern region. The visiting Prime Minister has also urged Ghanaians to hold in high esteem the Akonsombo hydro-generating plant and appreciate the workers there. He said this during a tour of the plant. And the public has been warned to refrain from the practice of self-medication and wrong usage of antibiotics and seek treatment for health from health facilities. A pharmacist who is also a member of the National Drug Information Resource Center, George Hedido, made a call at a workshop organized by the ReAct Civil Society with the African Women International as facilitators at Fijai in the Western Region. The news was presented by Rosemary Gazy in Accra.